Hello, my name is Bridget McConville, and I am a candidate for the Siksika District for our Tribal Council. And myself, I grew up here, and my family's from here, both sides, and born and raised in Siksika. My Indian name is Yaudel. I have two names, Yaudel and Atumani. Those are my grandmother's child name and her adult name, and that was Viola Walulatum Kalama. And so my parents are Gordon and Brenda Kalama Scott, and my maternal grandparents were Nick Kalama, who was the Paiute chief, and Viola Walulatum Kalama. My father's side, paternal side, is Elmer Scott Sr. and Leela Puyat Scott, and they were from Simnasho. I am all three tribes, Paiute and Wasco on my mom's side, and Warm Springs and Wasco on my dad's side. So I am all three tribes. I'm really proud to say that, you know, that my family comes from here, you know, comes from the Columbia River, comes from the Great Basin. My knowledge, I have served twice on Tribal Council, two terms back to back prior to this term. And the second term I served as our vice chair. And that was a great time to be on Tribal Council. You know, we had a really good working relationship with each other. And so I was asked to run again after this term. And I'm very humbled and honored that I was asked by several members from our district. I had a number of people say, oh, I was going to nominate you. And, you know, I was nominated by Shanna Johnson, and seconded by, it was like a tie between Jodel and my mother. They both said, I second, you know, and so that was fun. But just to know that people in my district had asked me to run again, that I appreciate that. I think education, insights, and lived experience are important to be on Tribal Council. I believe that it's not something that you go in to learn. It's something that you have knowledge of. So for myself, being on council for two terms, that was an experience that I knew what I was getting into and had insight in that because my mother served a number of terms. My grandfather on my mom's side was the Paiute chief. His brother-in-law was the Wasco chief for 51 years, you know, so tribal politics has always been a part of our family, and staying knowledgeable on current tribal issues is important and always discussed at the dinner table. And, you know, my grandfather, Nick Kalama, had a short house, he called it, and that was a place where people can come and talk about tribal issues that were concerning them. And so during my lifetime, we spent a lot of time in there serving people and just waiting on them to make sure they had a drink like coffee or tea or water and a snack while they met with, you know, my grandpa and grandma. And then my other elder, Nelson Walulatum, which was my grandma's brother, he had a medicine lodge that he built, and people came to spend time and talk with him about issues they had in the tribe. And so we would get called there and were asked to help. And so we served people there as well as young people. And you know, so just growing up traditionally in the sense of being a service to your people, that's always been a part of us. I've been part of the agency Longhouse since around 8 years old is when I was lined up in the traditional food gatherers, and it's really important to me to carry that on. My children, my daughters are part of the agency Longhouse as well as traditional gatherers. And, you know, being cultural, being, you know, educated, you know, I left for school. That was really the only time I left, and I came back to Warm Springs to work for the people. And currently I'm the tribal anthropologist under Warm Springs GeoVisions, and I had left prior to that for council because I believe if you're on tribal council, you really shouldn't have a full-time job because you can't be effective trying to do multiple things. And so if elected, I will leave my position as the tribal anthropologist and have a focus on that. And I also have a business, but it's part-time, you know, my little business at the plaza. It's kind of a micro business, and it's a lot of fun, but it's not my main stream of economy for myself. But the priorities for Warm Springs and the tribal membership issues, there's so many. I think one of the things that's important to our tribe is the education and culture continuation of practicing. And I think that our Culture and Heritage Department and the Culture and Heritage Committee, the Branch of Natural Resources with the culture and GeoVisions, they're doing a really good job working, you know, in unison for the people and present-day land management activities, issues that come up, you know, they work together. And I think that needs to continue and grow as well. The education of our people needs to continue. We need to make sure that we're getting our people educated in fields that are needs of the community. You know, we need accountants and botanists, and we also need things like plumbers and electricians and contractors that can build, and, you know, engineers, because we have areas that aren't filled. Like, we have a tribal planner. I was told that it's in the works to have it filled, but somebody that has that background in community planning would be wonderful, or has experience in it. I think that we need to keep discussing the idea of the casino expansion, whether it's expanded there or moved, like it says in the original vote. I think that the people need to continue to build on themselves for small business and economic development. We have so many potentials and needs here. A couple of things that I think we really need are, we need a florist, we need a baker, we need a laundromat. You know, those are three things that we go to town for regularly, and the border town gets all of our business. So if we had it here, I think that would be wonderful if, you know, people can utilize basic services here. And you know, I think we need to come together as community, just as a community. You know, I think we should have more functions where people can just come together and share a meal or visit. And I know that one thing that was brought up and keeps coming up is the act of district meetings and general council meetings need to be more often. And I always tell people, you know, if you want to know something, ask me. If I have something to tell the district, you know, I share with that as I did in the past. And if you have an issue, I'm willing to listen. I know that tribal council, you know, by rule, is supposed to be a policy direction group, not a human resource. You know, that is what the ST is for, and down the chain of commands through HR. And so we're policy, not personnel. But we also are a listening soundboard to issues that are relevant that could be brought to the table. You know, and I always kind of have a policy of, if you want me to listen, that's fine. If it's an issue you want me to take to the table, you need to write it down and sign. That way it's a relevant issue that could be brought to the table. And a lot of people just want to visit and talk about what's going on in their life, which is fine. I'm a good listening ear. And I appreciate people coming to me and wanting to share their story or share their things that are going on in their lives. But yeah, I think I'm honored to be running. And in the Siksikwa District, I hope that I can have your vote for a tribal council. And I appreciate it. Thank you.